The council unanimously approved the contract back in mid-July. We gave the animal shelter, I think, through the end of July to approve that contract. They approved it the next week. We thought everything was great, and then an attorney reviewed it. There were some issues in the contract that the attorney wasn't comfortable with, and so they took it back to the animal shelter board. The board rescinded the contract, and then nothing changed. The deadline passed, and we had to move forward. You know, we have through today to get the was our agreement with the shelter ended. We had to get the shelter up and going at Finfeather. So I wouldn't say that it's completely over with the Brazos Animal Shelter. This is just a short-term deal. I think it's good at this point that we have a breather. We've been going on too long back and forth with the two entities. You know, we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the animals. So we'll have, we had three entities in that Finfeather location. Now we've got one entity in that location. So we've got a lot of room. We'll be able to hold those animals longer than what we had contracted before. We posted positions, hiring positions to come in, and, animal technicians and folks to run the shelter. So, no long-term commitment on what the city's going to do. We're still discussing it. We're crossing each bridge as we get there. But I wouldn't say that it's necessarily over. The talks, negotiations, and opportunities with the animal shelter. I would like some type of partnership, if at all possible. If it's just to work with them to help us adopt the animals out, that would be great. Maybe we can work with them on spay and neutering the pets, and then helping them with the adoption end of it. So it'll be an ongoing basis and ongoing learning experience. But we've got a lot of qualified individuals that are vying to come in and help us with this, plus a lot of rescue groups and other businesses around town that have offered services and for the new shelter.
Starting tomorrow. Now, is the door closed with the animal shelter, or do you think there is some way that can open up again? Number one, and number two, was there any discussion that there be a continuation, a bridge that would go another 60 days or 90 days? Well, why was that a drop dead?
If the council so chooses, it can be put back on the agenda and voted on, and we can continue with it. I don't know that the animal shelter wants to move forward or not. I mean, we haven't talked about that in the last few days, but I would say never, and I've always got a positive attitude about everything. If the opportunity to work together is there in the near future, I will definitely look into that. So,
and I don't know if you necessarily have specific knowledge of this, but what is the city doing? Because it is a little bit of a change as to what kind of animals can go where. What is the city doing to make sure that people understand what animals will be accepted on Finfeather, and how the policies might be different with the city running a shelter as opposed to the Brazos Animal Shelter being the only outlet?
Well, we're still going over those policies and procedures of how we're going to operate it.
But I'm afraid you're going to have some upset citizens tomorrow if they're going, hey, I used to be able to fill in the blank, and now I can't do that anymore. Well, I'm trying to say, from the standpoint of that technician who's across the table at the animal at the Finfeather location, may have to answer questions that from citizens who are upset about that.
Well, I think in the first week or so, you could have some of those transition issues that could arise. The Brazos Animal Shelter, the way I understand it, has accepted owner surrenders from all over Brazos County and outside of Brazos County. So I don't see why that would necessarily change with the Brazos Animal Shelter. There's a fee that's a part of that procedure. So, there's an appointment process, and there's a fee for surrendering an animal. So I would think whether, it's from Grimes County, Burleson County, or from Bryan, it shouldn't matter. They are a nonprofit organization, the Humane Society. So I would think if, that would be something that they can assist us with, and then we'll decide how we're going to handle animal surrenders. At this point, we're looking at animal control for the citizens of Bryan.
Are we going to have you posted like three positions. Are they going to be announced today? I mean, do you have people in place to do that?
I'm hoping today or tomorrow we'll have everyone in position.
And kind of in a duh question, there's got to be a phone number, right? So you want people to be able to contact you before
they bring an animal by or whatever, I'm guessing Alan will have a phone number out there on the website or something, or they'll get that to the media so that you can, so that people know that there's someplace else to take their animals.
As we go through the transition period and figure out, you know, how we plan to operate and what our policies and procedures are going to be, we'll get that out to the media. Like I said, I think, you know, some of the, you know, rumors and stuff are out there that we're not going to hold the animals for just a couple of days, or it may be 3 days. Right now, we're still contracting with the animal shelter to hold animals for 3 days. And at that point, it's their decision to decide the fate of that animal, to adopt that animal out, or if they're going to euthanize them. We've got a lot more space now available. I don't see why we can't hold those animals much longer than 3 days. And everyone on the Bryan City Council and everyone at City Hall, they're animal lovers. And so, you know, we're going to work with all entities, including the Brazos Animal Shelter, to find homes for these animals. You know, ideally, you know, through animal control, when they're picking up some of these potentially strayed animals, they could be, you know, someone's pet. So ideally, we'd like to get them back to the owners. We're going to look at, you know, free to reduce chipping programs. You know, ideally, I'd like all the animals in Bryan to be chipped.
Sure.
So we can just take them home to the owners instead of having them sit in a compound for
makes
for
everybody's
days.
Life easier.
It
yeah.
does. And free to reduced vet services would be ideal for the low to moderate income families that haven't spayed neutered their pets. And so a lot of things we're going to do. And again, that could include the Brazos Animal Shelter, future relationships and partnerships there, as would other entities. Again, we've had a lot of people step up. There's a lot of people in this community that love animals, children and animals, number
sure.
one and number two. And so I've heard from a lot of people over the past few days, it doesn't matter if it's the Brazos Animal Shelter, City of Bryan, or whomever, it's all about the animals. It's not about those entities. And anything we can do to help the animals, we'll be there with you. So so I appreciate the citizens and the organizations that are wanting to step up and assist us and assist the Brazos sure. Animal Shelter.